Hi, and welcome back to a new How Did You Make It? I'm Yusra, your host, and today we have a different kind of episode. There is no certainty on how the job market will look like by 2030. However, trusted institutions you might have heard of or not yet, the World Economic Forum, the OECD, and the European Commission have shared skills, knowledge, behaviors, and attitudes you need to have. So let's look into it. So, in the next 5 to 10 minutes, I will share them with you and connect those insights to the episodes I've published for you to understand what it actually means. The goal here is to share as much as possible, but it will be up to you to read more about it and find what resonates with you. So let's start with what the research says. According to the World Economic Forum, 85 million current jobs might disappear by 2030. But, 97 million new jobs will be created at the same time. Those new jobs won't look like the past ones, which means that you'll have to develop new skills in order to match those new skills requirements. So the job market is changing. The landscape is changing. And all the institutions are aligning with how we need to adapt to that new change. I will link my sources so that you can sit down and have a look at them by yourself. But let me start with the top 10 fastest growing skills by 2030, according to the World Economic Forum. First, and I'm sure everyone knows, so first will be AI and big data, followed by networks and cybersecurity, technological literacy, and then in the fourth position, we'll have creative thinking. Then resilience, flexibility, agility, and in the sixth position, we'll have curiosity and lifelong learning, which is something we'll get back to. In the seventh position, we'll have leadership and social influence, talent management, analytical thinking, and lastly, number 10, environmental stewardship. Okay, so that's a lot of skills. Soft and hard skills, as we call them. I know, or I hope, you'll be sitting down and looking more into them to understand exactly what it means. But in the meantime, I would love for us to just connect at least two or three of them to episodes that were published or will be published very soon, for you to understand clearly what does it mean on the ground. Okay, so the first skill I want to get back to is curiosity and lifelong learning. So their curiosity and drive to learn more either got them to the job they had in mind, or that they discovered towards the end of their studies, or they saw being brought to life when they finished their studies. And it didn't stop there. Even if they managed to get the job they wanted or they were in a position that they were interested in, they realized that they should learn more. They should go on websites, wherever it is, Coursera or edX or anything on YouTube. Some of them took classes and changed roles thanks to that. Sometimes it was the complete opposite, as we saw last week's with Kenichi, who at the beginning of the launch of the podcast, with Yovana learning Japanese by herself and making it happen. For the second batch, actually, I might mix two or three skills together from technological literacy, network, cybersecurity, AI, big data. If you were able to listen to both French and English episodes, you got to understand that a lot of people have been developing those kind of skills. So we have the episode with Emma, and we also have the episode with Lugna, as well as Alison and Lawrence. What I want to highlight there is that both Emma and Lugna shared how difficult the learning path is there. So you have to understand, if you start your journey there, it will be long, it will be difficult, but it will be incredibly rewarding, because you can hear in the discussions with the guests how proud of themselves they are now that they managed to go through this very difficult and long journey. Why does this matter? Why should you care? I have three reasons for you. First, your degree alone will not be enough. The OECD reported that people have degrees, but not the right skills for available jobs. So you need to make sure that if you're aiming for something, that you're not limiting yourself to your qualifications, you're looking into the skills that are needed. The second reason is you need to make sure that you're not forgetting about the soft skills, the human skills, as the World Economic Forum calls them. The resilience, the communication, the creativity, the critical thinking. You need to make sure that during any of the experiences you had in the past, you have now, and that you're looking into, you have opportunities to develop those or consolidate those. And the third and last reason that I'm thinking of as well is that your capacity to adapt will be a game changer. Why? Because if we're seeing constant change, you'll have to constantly learn, develop new skills, new habits to meet the new expectations, or simply embracing new industries or new roles that will be created along the way. So all the skills you're building now, your curiosity, your digital literacy, they will help you seize those opportunities which will come your way or you'll have to look for. As I mentioned in the beginning, you need to have a look at the research, at the findings yourself. Some things that I did not mention here might resonate with you. But here are four first actions you should start with, in my opinion. First, list the skills that are listed in the research, on the articles, in the findings. What are they? What do you master? Thanks to school projects, student jobs, volunteering, what are you missing? How can you fill those gaps given your situation? Second action you can take. Once you have this exhaustive list, you need to have a second list where you list out opportunities which are out there that you can seize to fill those gaps, for example. If we start with technical skills, if you're starting from nothing, find online classes. And if your learning style is more in person, try to find what's around you that can help you develop those skills. For soft skills, like adaptability, problem solving, etc., is there anything at your current job that can testify of it? Is there any volunteering opportunities you can sign up for? It can be online, on site, it can be wherever it makes sense given your own situation. And don't overwhelm yourself. Take one element at a time and decide what makes sense for you. And you need to decide as well as how many times a week will you do, because you will need to do it consistently. So do you need half an hour a week, a day? What can you give into those consistently in a very long period of time to make sure that those skills are something you actually master eventually? And I do insist on the consistency. You have to do it often, regularly, as much as possible for a very long period of time, because things are not coming overnight. You need to put the work in to make things happen for yourself. And the third point is highly connected to what I just said, is you have to focus on yourself only. Don't focus on what others are doing and how far they are from your own journey. Their journey is theirs, and the only thing you can do and what is in your control is your actions and behaviors. If you're being consistent, curious, rigorous in your learning journey, that's all that matters. It is going to be difficult. It's very hard to be consistent when you are the only one who holding yourself accountable for doing something, but you can do it. And the fourth action that I will suggest to you is to reach out, to ask for help, to join events around you. Community is a game changer. We learned in each episode that they can introduce you to other opportunities you didn't even know existed, but also what they can do is empower you, uplift you, help you. And if you're wondering where can you build that community, that strong community, you can build it in so many different settings, within your job, within your volunteering, within the sports activities that you're doing. You'll eventually find it only if you put yourself out there. So here, with all those four actions, we're not predicting what the future is, but we are preparing for it. to not stay on the sidelines. Let's wrap it up. The world is changing fast. But the good news is you're not late. In fact, you're right on time. The best thing you can do for your own future is to start thinking not just about the job you want, but the skills you're building. So start small, stay curious, and get ready. You've got this. And don't forget to rate the pod and subscribe wherever you're listening to it. And I'll see you next week.